Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want it.
Well, good evening out there. It is Tell It Tuesday, and we have the phenomenal Stephanie Haynes coming on with us because we are celebrating Women's Month. And Stephanie Haynes is the author of the book, The Healing of the Womb. She's a pillar in the community, and she does a lot of things. And you know, on Tell It Tuesday, sharpen your pencils, get extra ballpoint pens, get those pads out there because you're going to get some information. But before we get started, I just want to play a little bit of this. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. And it is everything.
Thank you.
That's right, women. And I want to leave you with this, you know, resolve to be the sun, then no matter what problems we may face, the dawn will always break and fine weather will return and spring will never fail to come. And on that note, we have to take care of and uplift and care for one another. And I'm going to ask that this time for everyone to send prayers out to my friend Sabrina Horton, who is now in Atlanta, Georgia, but her sister transcended last night. Her sister, Sunday Horton, is no longer with us, so please, she could use all the prayer. And I know she loves and she will feel every one that you send to her. So we're going to pray for Sabrina's family and for her sister, Sunday. And on that note, I think we have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us this evening to come in and share and care. Stephanie, are you with us?
Yes, good evening, Ms. Linda and audience. How are everyone this evening on this first day of Women's Month?
Yes. Stephanie, how are you? Thank you. You know I get that out there first. We appreciate you for taking time out your busy schedule to come and care and share with us and talk about Women's Month. I've already asked everyone to get their pads out because you always educate us to the fullest. So welcome in and let's go.
All right. So today is the first day of Women's Month. We don't have a day. We have the whole month of March. And to let truth be told, we have every day is Women's Month. All right. So the National Women History Alliance. So the theme for 2022 is Women Providing Healing and Promoting Hope. And it's both a tribute to the ceaseless work of the caregivers, the frontline workers during this ongoing pandemic, and also a recognition of the thousands of ways that women of all cultures have provided both healing and hope throughout history. We as women, we are healers, harking back to ancient times. Healing is the personal experience of transcending suffering and transforming it into wholeness. The gift of hope spreads light to the lives of others and reflects a belief in the ultimate possibility of this and future generations. Together, healing and hope are essential food for our dreams and our recovery. This year in particular, we are reminded of the importance of healers and caregivers who are helping to promote and sustain hope for the future. Now, the NWHA encouraged communities throughout the country to honor local women who bring and have historically brought these priceless gifts to their families, workplace, and neighborhoods, sometimes at great sacrifice. These are the women who are counselors, clergy, artists, teachers, doctor, nurse, mothers, and grandmothers. Listen, ease suffering, restore dignity, and make decisions for our general as well as our personal welfare. Now, women have long advocated for compassionate treatment and new directions in public health and in women's mental and physical health. Women have also historically led the way in mending divisions, healing wounds, and finding peaceful solutions. Shameless work in so many ways, and in addition to so many other tasks, has helped countless individuals in our community recover and follow their dreams. Now, 2022 themes proudly honor those who, in both public and private life, providing healing and promote hope betterment of all. Now, and I'm going to announce the 2022 honorees for the communities and the organizations throughout the country that has really paved the way for our women. Now, the Alliance will continue to focus on being the clearinghouse for women history information. And if anybody have not, you know, went on the website and look at the National Women History Alliance, they have a lot of great resources regarding the history of women. And what I want to do now is do a little timeline of what really are women, how we became, we ain't free yet, but we're working on that. You know, if you guys listen to President Biden in the State of the Union address, you know, his focus is on women's health, especially the mental health. But, so the women's rights movement, and it started, you know, from 1848 to 1998. Now, this was sponsored by the National Women's Health Alliance and endorsed by the national and the state organizations. Now, about the legacy of the 1998 was the 150th anniversary of the women's rights movement. It was launched at the World First Women's Rights Convention in Cedar Falls, New York, throughout 1998. Now, the tremendous positive change brought about by the movement were celebrated in the office, schools, and community nationwide in thousands of events. Now, because of countless millions of women who planned, organized, lectured, wrote, marched, petitioned, lobbied, paraded, and broke new grounds in every field imaginable, our world is irrevocably changed. Now, women and men in our generation and ones that will follow us are living the legacy of women's rights, one against staggering odds in a revolution achieved without violence. Now, the women have much to be proud of in the legacy of the women's rights movement and a great deal to celebrate on the anniversary of the founding of the women's rights movement. You can play a vital role as well. I remember doing the first women's march that had here in L.A. I did one in D.C., but I also did one in L.A. I mean, it took me hours to get from the parking lot to even get to the main stage. I mean, that's how many women was there. I mean, it was thousands of women. So many. It was imaginable. It's a sight to see. To see us as women to harmonize, to get together and be in one place peacefully. Now, in making the remarkable story more widely known with the information and guidance you will find on their website, it's very important information that will help you to understand why we as women, we fight for our rights. You know, we energize our environment, our schools, our workplace, even our homes, using the ideas and the resources that you will find on the Women History Alliance website. Okay, so, are you guys ready for some history of the timeline? Okay, so it was Abigail Adams, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Sojourner Truth. It was March 31st, 1776, in a letter to her husband, the founding father John Adams, future First Lady Abigail Adams, make a plea to him and the Constitutional Congress to remember the ladies and be generous and favorable to them and their ancestors. Do not push such unlimited power into the hands of the husband. Now remember, all men would be triumphant if they could. If particular care and attention is not paid to the ladies, we are determined to foremost a rebellion and will not hold ourselves bound any laws in which we have no voice or reputation. Now in July 1920, 1848, in the first Women's Rights Convention organized by women, the Secret File Convention is held in New York with 300 attendees, including organizers Elizabeth Cannon Staton and Lucerette Maltz, 68 women and 32 men, including Frederick Douglass. Now, Frederick Douglass, he signed the Declaration of Sentiments, which sparks decades of activism, eventually leading to the 19th Amendment, granting women the right to vote. Now, January the 23rd, 1849, Elizabeth Blackwell became the first woman to graduate from the medical school and become a doctor in the United States. Born in Bristol, England, she graduated from the Geneva College in New York with the highest grades in her entire class. May 29, 1881, a formerly enslaved worker turned abolitionist and women's rights activist Sojourner Truth delivered her famous Ain't I a Woman? Ain't I a Woman?
Ain't I a Woman, okay.
Yeah, Ain't I a Woman? I had to get that out. Ain't I a Woman speech. That speech was given at the Women's Rights Convention in Akron, Ohio.
Mm.
Now look at me, at my arms. I have purged and pained and gathered into barns, and no man could hit me. And ain't I'm a woman. I could work as much as and eat as much as a man when I can get it and bear the lash as well. And ain't I'm a woman. I have borne 13 children and see most of all sold off to slavery. And when I cry out with my mother's grief, none but Jesus heard me. Ain't I a woman? Now, in December 10th, 1869, the legislators of the territories of the Wyoming passes American First Woman Suffrage Law, granting women the right to vote and hold office. In 1890, Wyoming is the 44th state admitted to the Union and becomes the first state to allow women the right to vote.
Mm.
Now, the suffrage movement, which is the 19th Amendment, May 15, 1869, Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cannon Staton found the National Women Suffrage Association, which coordinated and the National Suffrage Movement in 1890. The group teamed with the American Women Suffrage Association to form the National American Women Suffrage Association. Now, in August 16, 1916, Margaret Sanger opens the first birth control clinic in the United States. Located in the Brownville, Brooklyn, her clinic was deemed illegal under the forbidden birth control. And the clinic was raided on October 26, 1916, when she had to close two additional times due to legal threats. She closed the clinic and eventually found the American Birth Control League in 1921. Precursor to Planned Parenthood. So this was Planned Parenthood. But even if anybody knows this history about Margaret Sanger, you know, it was rumored out that, you know, she was actually trying to get African American women to get abortions as a part of a genocide, right? To get rid of the black babies. So if anybody knows that history, you know, I want you to go back and really read that, all right? So April 2nd, 1917, Jeanette Rankin of Montana, a longtime activist with the National Women's Suffrage Association, is sworn in as the first woman to elect to Congress as a member of the House of Representatives. Now, August 18, 1920, the ratification of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is completed, declaring that the right of the citizen of the United States to vote should not be denied or abridged by the United States or by the state on account of sex. It is nicknamed the Susan B. Anthony Amendment in honor of her work on behalf of the women's suffrage. Now, May 20-21, 1932, Amelia Earhart becomes the first woman and the second pilot ever to fly solo nonstop across the Atlantic. Then Rosa Parks, the civil rights equal pay. December 1st, 1955, the black seamstress Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white man on a bus in a Montgomery, Alabama. The move helped launch the civil rights movement. May 9th, 1960, the Food and Drug Administration, which is the FDA, approved the first commercially produced birth control pill in the world. Now, this was in 1960. The first birth control pill. Can you imagine? I look back at the times when I look at my parents and their parents who had 15 and 20 kids back in, especially during the South, like they didn't have nothing to do but to make babies. And I look back at that, there was no birth control. Condoms was not even out. I don't believe. I don't believe condoms was out. Yeah, so June 10th, 1963, President John F. Kennedy signed into law the Equal Pay Act, prohibiting sex-based wages, discrimination between men and women, performing the same job in the same workplace. July 2nd, 1964, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act into law. Title VII bans employment discrimination based on race, religion, national origin, or sex. June 30th, 1966, Betty Friedan, author of the 1963 The Feminist Mystique, helped found the National Organization of Women, which is called the NOW. Using as the organization now takes grassroots activism to promote the feminist idea, led social change, eliminate discrimination, and achieve and protect the equal rights to all women and girls in all aspects of social, political, and economic life. Now, it was the title, I think it was the title 10, Battle of the Sexes. This is June 23, 1972. The title of the Education Amendment is signed into law by President Richard Nixon. It states, no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participating in or be denied the benefits of or be subjected to discrimination under any educational program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. So that's where financial aid came in.
Okay.
Now, all right, so January 22nd, 1973, in its landmark, the Roe versus Wade decision. Now, that's what we're fighting against now.
Mm-hmm.
In government. Roe versus Wade decision. The United States Supreme Court declared that the Constitution protects a woman's legal right to an abortion. Now they are trying to take the right away. So women, really get out there and vote. Your voice, let your voice be heard. September 20th, 1973, in the Battle of the Sexes, the tennis great Billie Jean King, I remember this, beats Bobby Riggs in straight sets during an exhibition match aired on primetime TV and drawing 90 million viewers. I thought it would set us back 50 years.
Wow.
But I didn't win that match, King said after the match. It would ruin the women's tennis tour and affect all women's self-esteem. And she won. Now, July 7, 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor is sworn in by the President Ronald Reagan as the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. She retired in 2006 after serving for 26 years. Now, June 18, 1983, flying on the space shuttle, Sally Ride became the first American woman in space. July 12, 1984, the Democratic presidential nominee Walter Mondale named the U.S. Representative Geraldine Ferraro from New York as his running mate, making her the first vice president nominee by a major party. March 12, 1993, nominated by President Bill Clinton, Janet Reno is sworn in as the first female attorney general of the United States. Now, January 23, 1997, also nominated by Clinton, Madeleine Albright is sworn in as the National First Women Secretary of State. September 13, 1994, Clinton signed the Violence Against Women Act as part of the Violence Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act, providing funding for programs that help victims of domestic violence, rape, sexual assault, stalking, and other gender-related violence. Now, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, and Kamala Harris, January the 4th, 2007, the U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, became the first female speaker of the House. In 2019, she reclaimed the title becoming the first lawmaker to hold the office 2 times in more than 50 years. Now, January 24, 2013, the U.S. military removed a ban against women serving in combat positions. July 26, 2016, Hillary Clinton became the first woman to receive a presidential nomination from a major political party. During her speech at the Democratic National Convention, she said, "Standing here as my mother, daughter, and my daughter's mother, I am so happy this day has come." Now, January 20, 2021, Kamala Harris is sworn in as the first woman of color, the Vice President of the United States. "While I might be the first woman in this office," she said, "I will not be the last."
I heard that.
Harris said, after getting elected in November, the daughter of a Jamaican and Indian immigrant, Harris served as California's first black female attorney general and won election to United States Senate in 2016. She made her own unsuccessful presidential bid before being selected by the former Vice President Joe Biden as his running mate. All right. So this is the history of Women's Month. And for those who are not active in your community, your spiritual work, your educational work, whatever you do within your household, be that person that leaves a legacy that someone can say, "Hey, I remember her. She stood for this." So I want to say, you know, this is Women's Month, and also Women's Health. You know, self-care is very important. Remember to do self-care. You know, we're in the middle of, well, we're not in the United States, it's not in the middle of a war. But however, we have the Ukrainian and Russia is at war. And looking at those children and them being separated from their fathers, and seeing the women's crying because their husbands are separated from them, you know, that's another trauma. And then for the children to hear the bombing, the shooting, the screaming, all of that, that's another set of trauma. Now, we just not getting under the pandemic where we have lost loved ones. How we were separated at the beginning of the pandemic in 2019, early 2020, what these, you know, people were just dying because of the overwhelming, the physicians, the nurses, and everyone just could not contain to be able to maintain the health care that those patients really needed because it was so many of them. And we can look back at 2020 and have compassion for those doctors and nurses during those times because they were overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I want to put a pledge out to the women out there. What is your legacy? What is that you're going to leave behind? If you have family members, you have children, what is your legacy? What are you going to leave them? And if you do not have children, what would you do in the community to make that change?
Okay.
And it's not like you need a whole bunch of people. You can have that standalone spirit and be that one person to say, hey, I stand for this, and I am going to be the one to make that change.
Yes. I love it. Yes.
You know, so do you have any questions, Ms. Linda?
No, you know, I'm listening here, and I like that timeline as we broke through, but I noticed that, I don't know if it's not in the book, I like the idea about that August 18th, was that right, was amended Susan B. Anthony amendment? That's a very significant date for me, because, you know, my birthday is August 18th, we won't talk about the year. But that was a very, very good year to set up. But I was noticing that we broke through the timeline now. If it's not, I might not have the year right. And we spoke about Kamala, you know, all the things that are happening, Kamala Harris, uh-huh. everything that we come up. I had a young lady. She's a young lady. She was talking today, and she says, I have to go to this park, you know. And that was this woman that built a park, and I said, Utah, and came to L.A. and brought up all this property. I said, that was Biddy Mason. And she said, yeah, that's the name. And I kind of smiled about it. I said, okay, we have to form something to go back in there, some type of club, and just like we're going over this now, you know, because our young girls, they need to hear that, okay? They hear of it, they hear about it, but they don't have that story, right? And what they're seeing now is things like was Johnson, is her last name Johnson, or Johnson, you know, Biden has, you know, nominated her. We looking at Kamala Harris. There's many, many out there. And as I told her, I said, you have walking legends around you now, because last night Aline Brown Harris came on because I needed to close out Black History Month, and she's the first African-American female scientist for Chevron. I was with them for over 30 years, and she's walking amongst us right now. So I call her a hidden treasure, and it was a pleasure for me to do that. But when I was thinking of the timeline, I think, I don't quote me close, I'll check into it, 1864. Shirley Chisholm was the first Black woman to run for the president of the United States. I think, yes. Yes, 1864. So
yes.
We go way back there. When you ask that question about what legacy will you leave, you don't have children to your family, what are you going to leave here? Which takes me back to, are you on your journey to your purpose? You know, we always talk about purpose. We always talk about the you in it. This is very interesting. When we as women, Stephanie, you know, we know, and I want to share this, and you tell me how you put this in. I had a friend to send it from a friend, and I'm not going to go through the whole story, but the drift of it was, you know, when woman was created, you know, the creator was working late on the sixth day, and an angel came by and asked, why you spend so much time on her? And the creator answered, have you seen all the specifications I have to meet to shape her? She must function in all kinds of situations. She must be able to embrace several children at the same time, have a hug that can heal anything from a bruised knee to a broken heart. She must do all of this with only two hands. She cures herself when sick and can work 18 hours a day. And the angel was so impressed. Just two hands? Impossible. And in the standard model, the angel came closer, touched the woman. But you have made her so soft. She is soft, but I have made her strong. You can't imagine what she can endure and overcome. Can she think? Not only can she think, she can reason and negotiate, okay? You put too many burdens on her. She's not leaking. It is a tear, okay? When something comes on, this person begins to leak. Tears are in the way of expressing her grief, her doubts, her love, her loneliness, her suffering, her pride. Okay? So this can go on and on. I know we're going to take the series, but it's so many things that we're, like we say, our specifications, what we do. Like you say, we're healers, you know. We have the priceless gifts that we give to our family. We have compassion. So I'm listening here, and I'm putting it all together. Yeah, we're some remarkable machinery here, okay? And what I enjoy is that we must always remind each other of that and keep uplifting and keep inspiring on that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's my take on it. And that, you know, that's what we do here. That's what you do. You're talking about years and years and years of connectiveness. Shall I? I can use that word. We as women, we have to keep each other uplifted and inspired always.
Right.
We are the ones, and it's difficult a lot of times, you know, because we are also, say, with different cultures carry tribes, we're tribal, but you begin to work across that. You know, if you're around Sally and you just can't get into Sally no matter what Sally do or what Sally say, Sally's from another tribe, okay? And that goes deep, 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 deep. But you have to really, really sit in there and get past it, because each tribe taught differently. Each tribe dealt with compassion differently. Each tribe healed differently. But when we really start studying and coming together, we understand that it's all one, and we must keep each other uplifted. And it's a beautiful feeling when you see beautiful, bright smiles on women's faces. You know, we had a lot of different celebrations this month, and I sent you a picture. You know, all you could see was beautiful, bright smiles. Beautiful. And even though it took some throwing dishwater and everything else to get to that point, but after you got there, look at the beauty of it. It's just like watching that cherry blossom that's only here for a short time. It is so beautiful, but it's also messy at the same time, but it's so beautiful. So that's my take on this segment with you coming in. We are healers. We are nurturers, but I'd like the timeline. I'd like to get you to please email that to me, and this is making me want to go dig deeper and start a club with my young adults, because I was shocked. She said, "What's the? Oh yeah, that's her name. That's her name." I said, "Well, we're gonna take you somewhere, and you can see some of her works and stuff." But yeah, it's much needed. The history of women as a whole, but I didn't know August 18th. Was that date, Susan B. Anthony. I know about her, but I hadn't dug that deep. So, you know, that really excited me. Because I come back reincarnated?
I think and they left a couple of women out doing this women's suffrage. They left out Mary McLeod Bethune.
Yes.
Along with Dorothy Heights, and along with Eleanor Roosevelt.
Okay.
They were all part of the women's suffrage, along with Frederick Douglass, which paved the way for that to happen.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So there's so much history that I really didn't talk about, especially African American history. You know, you look at the Annie Malone, right?
Yes.
That story. You know, creating the pressing cone, right?
Yeah.
And then she also, you know, I admired, you know, Dorothy Heights, you know, just before she passed away, you know, because she fought for women's health care rights, right?
Yes.
And I think she was like 90-something. She went to go visit President Obama. Just before she passed, and to really to make sure that he would keep his promise of helping the women in their health care. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we as women, you know, we owe a lot to all the trailblazers that came before us and paved the way for us to, you know, be able to even have what we have today.
Yes.
The rights that we have today. Not saying that the fight is over because we still have to fight.
Yes.
Yeah, we're still fighting. So I think the most important thing is that we don't sit idle.
Do not sit idle.
We don't
okay.
sit idle. We don't sit idle. You know, we all have a purpose here on this earth. And we got to find that purpose why we're here to make that change.
Well, I'm totally with you on that, on the end. So I'm listening here, and I really, really appreciate this history. Will we carry these topics through the mind, or how are we going to work this? How are we going to go with this?
I would like to really focus on women's health.
Okay.
Next week I would like to talk about, you know, the healing, not so much healing, but it will be healing, but to talk about the emotions that we hold in our reproductive organs that cause the dysfunction in the body that keep us ill.
Okay. Right.
When we're not healthy, we are not able to perform at our highest potential.
True.
We're not giving 100% of ourselves.
True.
So I would like to start off with that, to really, you know, take women on a journey of really healing the self inside out.
Okay.
Taking off that onion and peelings, and you really gonna need your book.
Okay.
So we're gonna, you know, talk about certain things. We're gonna do a lot of meditation and a lot of. I wish we was in person that I can show exercises to do to relieve some of the tension.
Yes, we'll get that opportunity. It's coming, but I'm going to tell them right now, just get your little space because she's going to take you through some meditation. I cannot participate with you guys because she's so good. I'll be laying down on my yoga mat snoring, so I always sit up and listen as you do, but we want you to come in and relax on that. Well, I'm excited because the emotions formed in our reproductive organs and healing from the inside and out. Yeah, it will make you sick. Just with stress will kill you, period.
Yes.
You know, it will, and it goes into different parts of your body. Like we always talk about, this is hurting, and you say, oh, that's a blockage. You know, well, we have to pull through and work through it and recognize it. But it makes you ill. Can't think,
right.
Irritable, all of that, you know, that those emotions all come together. Well, that's going to be an exciting one. So we're saying that you wrapped it up for this week on Women's Month to begin, but we're going to have fun throughout the entire month, ladies. She done told me to pull out that book. That means you're going to be really writing and participating. That's what Miss Stephanie Haynes takes you through. But when she completes what she does, you have some great information, and you have increased that education about you. That's the important thing. So will you want to leave us with Stephanie?
Well, I want to say, you know, be true to yourself. Don't deny any parts of yourself.
Gotcha. Be
yes.
true. Do not deny. Whenever you say be true to yourself, the one word that pops up is authenticity. So for those of you who don't really understand, go to Google, read about it. Be authentic. And when you're authentic, you can never go wrong with you. And you are the most important one on that. So on that note, Stephanie Haynes, you know, I brought us in with I'm Every Woman. And I'd like to, when you find out about yourself and you start paying attention to yourself, everything about you changes. wouldn't you say? And you recognize.
Yes.
So that is what we're here for. We love, you know, people try to come in, and they want to come in and bring something in, and I say any day but Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Because we have to have Miss Stephanie Haynes to tell it to us on Tuesday. Nobody gets that day. Mm-mm. Because you're educational, you're uplifting, and I mean, they all are in different ways, but your focus is basically on us, on you. You know, when you come out from listening to you, Stephanie, you go and give it some thought, okay? That is what happens. So on that note, I'm going to take us out of here. We appreciate you. Please, I sent you a photo from the last event, so look for it. And we will be talking. I would like to speak with you after the show, if I may call. Are you available? For 10 minutes?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to give you a call. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Womb. Next week is going to be a goodie one because she's going to be in that book. And we'll be speaking of the emotions that form in our reproductive organs. And healing from inside and out, and will help me structure that out there. Stephanie, we love you. Thank you so much. Get you some rest because we had busy weekends this weekend, and everybody is totally out of balance and trying to find out who they were because they worked so hard to get to that point, but everything was victorious and everything was a success. So please go get you some rest, okay?
All righty.
We love you. Thank you so much. And I'll be speaking with you. Listeners, Stephanie Haynes, The Healing of the Womb, is the author of that book. And a new book is coming out also. That book is The Healing of a Man's Heart. So, here we go. Enjoy your evening and stay well.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long time to get here. When you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm thinking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long time. never be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. Now my heart is open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me.
Others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.